Good morning. Today is Thursday, October 6. Here are the top headlines from the News and Observer. Today will be sunny with a high of 78 and a low of 54. In our top story, the Orange County Sheriff's Office has arrested a 17-year-old suspect in connection to the shooting deaths of teenagers Lyric Woods and Devin Clark. The two teens were killed in September, but a suspect has remained at large since then. Last month, the sheriff's office said a juvenile petition had been filed to charge the teen with two counts of first-degree murder. The suspect has not been identified because of their age. The sheriff's office has not disclosed the circumstances surrounding the shooting, including a possible motive. The two teens were found dead after their families reported them missing. The Orange County District Attorney has not decided whether the suspect will be charged as an adult. In North Carolina news, a North Carolina judge suspended the Columbus County Sheriff who was recorded making racist statements about deputies in his department. The suspension came at the request of the local district attorney, who has condemned the sheriff for his actions. It is rare for a judge to suspend a sheriff. As the State Bureau of Investigation launches an investigation, the chorus of people asking the sheriff to resign grows. Green is running for re-election and has not denied making the remarks. In Wake County, the county will get its first new park in 12 years. The county agreed to a $20 million contract to build a 300-acre park near Garner and Fuquay Arena. It will be known as Beach Bluff County Park and will be funded by the $120 million Wake County Parks bond that was approved 5 years ago. Construction is slated to begin this fall, with a planned opening in the spring of 2024. In education, the Wake County school system has won a $13.5 million federal grant that will allow it to start two new magnet schools and to overhaul the programs at two existing magnet schools. The grant will cover the cost of starting magnet programs at Wildwood Forest Elementary in Raleigh and Wake Forest Elementary. It will also pay for changing the themes at Centennial Campus and East Millbrook Middle Schools in Raleigh. The federal grants are given by the U.S. Department of Education to help voluntarily desegregate public schools. And finally, with fall officially here, it's time to head to a pumpkin patch for some seasonal festivities. To help you plan a fun outing this fall, we've compiled a list of several pumpkin patches in the Triangle. Head to newsobserver.com for a list of locations. Those are just some of the stories we've been working on for our readers. For the latest information, please visit our website, and consider supporting our journalism with a subscription.